Back in 2016, the battle cry of those who wanted to leave the European Union was take back control. They argued that the sovereignty of the UK's Parliament had been sidelined as a result of the country's membership of the EU. So when the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced his intention to suspend Parliament, limiting the ability of its members of any say in the country's highly contentious exit from the EU, opponents were quick to challenge it in the courts. As the case against the government was being heard in Edinburgh, I spoke with some of the protesters holding a vigil outside of the Court of Session.
We have to stick to procedure. We have to make sure that the basis of our constitution is protected, and Parliament is sovereign and has to be protected from being sidelined to push through a Brexit that is in dark interests, essentially.
This is about the prorogation of Parliament, and whether you're a leaver or a remainer, this is about the democracy, the state of democracy in this country. And if you're a leaver and what you wanted was to bring back control to the Parliament of the UK, then closing down the Parliament and not allowing our representatives to have a voice, pro or anti the EU, is a dangerous route to take.
To my mind, if you're for a leave, the idea that you can say our representatives don't get a say is a bit...
We certainly do not want to leave without a deal. Leaving without a deal is absolute suicide for us and for so many people. It has so many consequences and, you know, it's just endless. I don't know where to start.
As those voices illustrate, many in the UK see this case as offering a glimmer of hope for those who'd rather cancel Brexit altogether. Of those holding vigil outside, nearly all of them were waving EU flags or banners expressing solidarity with Europe. Michael Gray is a journalist and legal commentator, and I asked him whether this case was really about stopping Brexit.
The case isn't. The case is about whether it's legal to shut Parliament for this length of time. But what it taps into is this wider anger against the Conservative government and Brexit in general. Scotland was a country that voted unanimously across its 32 council districts against Brexit. Edinburgh was the largest city opposed to Brexit in the highest level. So it is part of that political debate where people are seeing the court manoeuvres as a means to win round their political argument.
What's the point of questioning Boris Johnson personally in this?
So Boris Johnson has the prerogative power to make this decision. So the Prime Minister of the UK is essentially has the residue powers of the British monarch. The British system has these centralised prerogative powers that are in law made in the name of the Queen, but are often requested by the Prime Minister. So a lot of power is invested in Boris Johnson, and that's why so much focus is on his character, or as some people would say, his lack of character.
This case is being seen as quite a major test of the UK constitution, which famously, well, there isn't really one, and we're all just very British about it, and we just kind of accept that that works. But is it overstating things to say that this is a major test of the constitution? Joe Mon, QC, is one of the petitioners.
No, it's not overstating it at all. For centuries, we have accepted the notion that the ground zero of our constitution is the sovereignty of Parliament. The Prime Minister's Act in suspending Parliament throws that understanding up in the air. He is, I believe, seeking to set Parliament aside as an inconvenience, and that is a profoundly important constitutional moment. You know, that's why you have pretty much every leading academic constitutional lawyer in the country writing to the Times in fury, because they know what's at stake.
Despite that, though, Judge Doherty ultimately ruled against the case on Wednesday, putting into motion an appeals process that could potentially find its way to the Supreme Court. The judge's decision was based on this being a political and not a legal matter.
In my opinion, there has been no contravention of the rule of law. The executive is accountable to Parliament and the electorate for the advice to prorogate. Parliament is the master of its own proceedings, rules and privileges, and has exclusive control over its own affairs. The separation of powers entails that the courts will not interfere. On the basis of the material which I have seen, I am not persuaded that the reasons for the advice were unlawful.
Judge Lord Doherty delivering his decision at the Court of Session in Edinburgh on Wednesday, and it's a decision that's almost certain to go to appeal. Whatever happens with this case, though, it's just one of a number of setbacks that Boris Johnson is currently facing, including at least another two legal challenges on the same issue of suspending Parliament. But whilst these may look like difficult times for Boris Johnson, many commentators believe that this is all part of a bigger strategy, that Boris has engineered all of this to his advantage, and that what he really wants is to fight a general election on the issue of a no-deal Brexit. Effectively, a very messy proxy referendum on Britain's exit from the EU. As to how that plays out, we can only watch and find out. Jack Foster, DW, Edinburgh.